Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of music that we have that is appropriate for Thanksgiving, like we have the appropriate music for Christmas, which I guess we can, should we start with that on Friday? Will that be okay?
Sure, it could.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have on this list the songs for Thanksgiving list. Let's see here. Groovy Gravy by Quincy Jones. Thanksgiving Day by Ray Davies. Be Thankful for What You Have, William Devon. I don't remember that one. James Brown. This is an early record from him that's called Mashed Potatoes. It's his version of that combined with My Sweet Potato. Booker T and the MGs did that one. Johnny Cash has a wonderful song. I hope you get to hear this either today or tomorrow. Johnny Cash and Thanksgiving Prayer. I bet a lot of remember that. And then there's, we have to have this later today. The Thanksgiving, he calls it a song, but it's not really. It's Adam Sandler's version of what he did for Hanukkah? For Hanukkah. All right, so we'll have that later on. And the other, there's a lot of other things to choose. I saw an old clip of Sam and Dave singing I Thank You. And then My Thanksgiving, Don Henley. I think we've heard that through the last week or so. But there's just a lot of fun. So we'll be on the air tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving, I think that a lot of the things that we'll go through tomorrow, and I think, frankly, we ought to spend most, there's stuff going on that we ought to talk about, like, I guess there's good news, the truce in the Middle East and hopes of halting the worst violence there in decades. Apparently, there's an agreement that calls for a four-day pause in this war. There is a release list of dozens of hostages that have been held by Hamas in return for Palestinian prisoners that were put in jail in Israel are being sent back as well. So how can you call that anything other than good news? Matter of fact, three of the hostages were Americans that are expected to be released, I think, today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And won't their family be giving thanks for that? Let's see here. The initial group of hostages that will be released as part of this deal, it's like Israel and Qatar are on one side, and Hamas and Hezbollah, the Palestinians, are kind of on the other side. Hiding behind a curtain is Iran. But everybody in the world knows that Iran has been as much a part of this and much a part of the problem as anybody else that's been involved in this. So, anyway, 50 hostages, women and men. Officials won't get into the specifics about the number of additional Americans believed to be held hostage. At one point in time, there were 20-some-odd, and now there still are 10 unaccounted for. I think that was the number, if I'm not mistaken, as this whole thing
unfurled. Yeah, 10 unaccounted Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, so that's something that people will be thankful for. Here's something that, in terms of what was going on and how it impacted us here in America and around the rest of the world. There were a lot of these things. We've been talking about what's been posted on social media, the things that have been said about Palestinians, the things that have been said about Israelis, the things that have been said about the people who were involved. You thought it was bad here. You should go to Germany, or maybe you shouldn't go to Germany, but the authorities there, because of the history of the country, have no tolerance, 0, 0, 0 for anti-Semitic speech. So apparently, they have raided the homes in the last 24 hours of a number of people in Bavaria accused of spreading all this anti-Semitic hate speech and also threats targeting Jews. According to the police there, 15 men and 2 women who are between the ages of 18 and 62. The German news agency said the police questioned the suspects and confiscated evidence from their homes. They had cell phones, they had laptops full of this crap. The suspects have been celebrating the attacks by Palestinian militants and Hamas on Israel, and they've been very open about it, and that hate speech is just not... you can't...
there have been groups tolerated. In...
Mm-hmm. No. Well, it shouldn't be... I'm lost in this one, because the freedom of speech... They don't have that constitution in Germany, so it's not part of the way that... After World War II, they were pretty buttoned up. And so the kinds of things that led to the rise of the Nazis, that led to the rise of Hitler... that led to where we ended up spending some countries for 7 years in that war. There's no tolerance for it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So here's,
some of them were using symbols that had been banned and deemed terrorist organizations. Yeah.
One of these suspects sent a sticker to a school class, a chat in WhatsApp with the words "Gas the Jews." Another person. A German-Turkish dual citizenship, posted on his account that the Jewish sons deserve nothing more than to be exterminated. How in the name of God
disgusting.
Do you get that angry about other human beings? How do you get that way? And it explains, I suppose, maybe because it's, you know, part of, especially in Bavaria, up in the Alps, there's not a whole lot of connection to the lower world, if you will, to where most people live. But in Bavaria, over the last month or so, there have been 148 anti-Semitic incidents, which is a huge increase, like almost 300% from the same time last year, and it's all related to this business in the Middle East. There are still not a lot of Jews that live in Germany, for obvious reasons, but there are more and more who... You know, families that stayed there and have grown. Most of the Jews that were in Germany and in most of Western Europe went down to Israel after it was declared a state. The families went in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't... But, you know, why shouldn't they live where they want to live unless they don't feel comfortable? And why do they not feel comfortable? Because of complete ignorance. Complete. Not just a little. Complete ignorance.
And the amount of people who have been killed in this. And again, this is not Israel versus Palestine. It is Israel versus Hamas. And there's this rhetoric that if you are protesting on behalf of Palestinian civilians, that you're pro-Hamas. And that is not the case. Two things can be true at once. That numerous people have died on both sides. I mean, nearly, 15,000 people in Israel and Palestine is just, it's Palestine. I keep saying Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio. Palestine. It's just, it's awful.
Yeah. There's a town in Texas called Palestine where we
there's,
are.
East Palestine, Ohio.
Visiting. Yeah, that's right. There is. Yeah, I remember that.
And it's one of those, like, it still sticks in my mind. But, yeah, in Palestine. Yeah. It's just, it is absolutely awful where people are protesting on behalf of innocent civilians, on behalf of children who are being deemed casualties of war, which should not be that way. And then they get mislabeled by people who just want to spread, again, additional hate, saying that they're pro-Hamas when they're not. Some people are, no doubt about it, like the people that we were talking about in Germany, but not everybody is.
Nope. All right, this portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance you can get for your motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. So if you're looking for really good, solid protection on the road and on the water, if you're lucky to be down in Florida, there's snow on the ground here this morning. Did you get any snow? It's light snow, and it's the temperature's almost 40 now, so it'll be gone in a couple of hours. But seeing it wasn't it wasn't a great confidence builder for the weather being good. It's just snow and a little bit of it, a little dusting of it. But, hey, listen, the road with people, that all these young kids that have these cars that don't know how to drive, they're all over the place. You better protect yourself. That's why you can find out what the deal is at 800-PROGRESSIVE or at progressive.com. Why not? More coming up here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time. You just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting with all kinds of choices and features like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Eighteen after this good day, 'twas the night before Thanksgiving. I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat, the white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack this weekend became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all! Pass the cranberries, please!" Thanksgiving poem that has made it to the air. It's obviously reminiscent of that 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. And so people have these dreams because a lot of food is being prepared, has been prepared already, and the houses that where a lot of this is done in the traditional way, they're smelling today like they will smell tomorrow and like they will smell on Saturday and probably Sunday as well, right? All the wafting of all of that, those great fragrances, there's nothing I like better than mashed potatoes and corn. That's my thing. I could eat together. That's all I care about. And maybe some green beans, but that doesn't have the same impact on me as mixing mashed potatoes. I don't need any gravy. All I need is corn on top of my mashed potatoes, and give me a plate of that, maybe a little cranberry juice. I don't need any turkey. Maybe I'd have a little broccoli on the side, but mashed potatoes and corn. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That does it. Finished.
Just the big one. The one that doesn't
have
the dairy.
Because I'll be with family that I haven't really been with on Thanksgiving, Sophie's family, tomorrow. I'll probably spend a little time being Dale Carnegie, winning friends and influencing people. You know who Dale Carnegie was? Yes, so please tell me. Okay, all right. So I'll have to win friends.
That'll be fun.
Win friends and influence people. Well, a lot of people that will be there in Sophie's family that I don't know. I probably met him at the wedding, but that's the last time I saw him. So anyway, that's how Thanksgiving will be spent. Well, at 21 after, this is a good day.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for November 22nd, day before Thanksgiving. Jay and I will be here tomorrow with all kinds of great Thanksgiving stuff for you. That's the difference from a lot of other programs that play the best of. How do you know it's the best of? You know, just another one of the programs. Not us.
Yeah, who's excited?
Yeah. Okay, so Adele has confirmed something that a lot of people have been speculating about for the last few months. So what is it that she's confirmed? What does she say? What is going on with Adele? We'll find out after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That voice for you. Yeah.
So effortless.
She's got it, man. She's got it. Adele has a lot of things going for her, including would you say this guy was a long-time boyfriend? He'd been around for a couple of years. Anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I feel like they've been together for some time.
Yeah, a couple of years, right.
And she's been fueling a lot of these rumors with comments she's made during her performances.
Yeah. So apparently, according to most of the celebrity gossip sites that we turn to here for the information on this portion of the program, social media and trending things, she is married now to Rich Paul, her agent. So anyway, she likes to perform in some of these little backwoods places. So she was in the comedy show at L.A.
She was in the audience. It was one of her closest friends was the comedian.
Oh,
Alan Carr? Yeah, she was there.
I thought she went up on stage, but not, right?
Yeah, she was kind of like heckling him from the crowd, and when he would ask the audience different things, she was getting into it all, and
they all knew it was her,
yelling things out like everybody. Yeah, I mean, she's Adele, everyone knew it was, and she's just having a lot of fun, and she would be on stage during her performances, and I think there was one time recently, and Rich Paul was in the audience, where an audience member was like, "Will you marry me?" or something like that, and she's like, my husband's here, and plus I'm straight, and sorry, it won't work, and she has said different things, calling herself his wife, calling him her husband, even though nothing was really ever confirmed, and I think that's the way a lot of people sometimes just speak anyway, but when Alan Carr asked audience members of like, "Hey, did anybody get married recently?" she like rose her hand and was like, "I did," and was celebrating it and everything, so it looks like they are officially spouses now.
So is that a plan? I don't know Alan Carr. Do you know him? Is he a funny guy? I don't know him at all.
I know of him. I'm not super familiar with his work.
Yeah. She tries to live, how would you describe it, normal? How does somebody like that, who go wherever she goes, she says, "Hey, there's Adele. He signed my autograph." But she seems to try to live a normal life. She has her son, who's 10 years old. She had him with her first husband. So apparently he's been married before and he's got a couple of children as well.
I don't believe he was married though. I think this is his first wife. But I also think what you were talking about, Adele, I think sometimes Adele even forgets that she's Adele.
Well,
like she seems like just one of the most genuine, down to earth people to hang out with.
Right. Kind of like we were talking about me yesterday. I forgot who I was. Well, for the whole program. All right, 28 after. This is pre-Thanksgiving Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOPLOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks,
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of Americans busy heading to the nation's airports right now to catch flights today. Others driving to their destinations, travel expected to break records. The U.S. military firing back at Iran-backed terrorists who injured several troops in Iraq. USA's John Schaefer with the very latest.
A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. A senior official also said they're not certain about the number of hostiles that were killed or whether any Americans were injured in the assault on the Al-Assad airbase.
Turning now to politics, the 2024 debate schedule has been released. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
The first will be in Texas on the campus of Texas State University. The first vice presidential debate will be at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Beat you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
But remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sun in the top, digging in the scene with a gangster lady, gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back.
How about that for Funky Thursday, Funky Turkey Day? Yep, happy Thanksgiving from Tom Turkey. Why was Tom Turkey, why was he called Tom Turkey? I never got that.
I don't know, but isn't there a restaurant or a sandwich place that has, like, they have a sandwich on the menu that's called a Turkey Tom?
Yeah, I think so. They're all over the place. I have long wondered why, in fact, the president, whoever he is at the time, or she might be, pardoned turkeys at the White House. It's a Thanksgiving, it's kind of a quirky thing, Thanksgiving tradition. The president is asked to pardon one of a couple of turkeys that come to the White House, but nobody knows why. That keeps them from being sent to the slaughterhouse to be prepared for somebody's dinner table, I guess. So Biden pardoned Liberty and Bell. Very clever. They were two 42-pound turkeys from Wilmar, Minnesota. They probably didn't fly down here on their own. I'm guessing they had some help flying down. Turkeys don't really fly. They can kind of. They can get off the ground. Yeah, right. They don't travel too well or too far. Anyway, they spent the evening last night in a suite at the Willard Intercontinental. How much did that cost the taxpayers? Right? Oh, my God. I wonder if they have. And of course, there's all the jokes that go with all the turkeys in the White House, etc. Of all the turkeys in the White House, he pardoned those two? You know, turkey eggs. Have you ever had turkey eggs?
You know what? No, I haven't.
Yeah. It's like duck eggs. It kind of.
I've had a duck egg before. It was too gamey.
Yeah, gross.
Way too gamey.
I don't like eggs at all, period. Nah. Anyway, back when Kennedy was president, he saved a turkey that had been sent to him by the poultry industry, saying he would just let this one grow, and that's what he did. I guess he lived on the White House lawn for a while. Back in the 70s, Patricia Nixon, the wife of Tricky Dick, spared the life of a turkey that was sent, and actually she sent it to live on a farm for children. 78, Rosalind Carter, God love her. Sent the turkey that year to live in a mini zoo. Ronald Reagan, the turkey pardon became more of a regular practice. It wasn't until George H.W. had the turkey pardon as an annual tradition. He started that, and so that's how it started, but nobody still knows why.
Kennedy was the one that really
got it started.
Kind of started it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
he
exactly.
The turkey, because I'm sure he was the first one to receive a live turkey, probably other presidents, and that became turkey dinner, Thanksgiving dinner.
There you go.
President Kennedy was like, you know what? We're just going to let this one hang out. And then other people were kind of like, hey, that was a great idea. Let's follow suit. Let's keep going.
All right, here's the Thanksgiving quiz for this half hour. You ready? Everybody ready? Doesn't sound like anybody's ready.
Really?
Which country first adopted Thanksgiving as a national holiday?
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Was that not it?
No. That's not it.
USA. That's not it.
Yeah, that's not right.
Canada.
Nope.
England.
Hey! England was the first country to have a Thanksgiving. Yes, correcto. Canada, by the way, for your information, celebrates Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October. I was trying to remember this when my son and I were talking about it, and I couldn't remember. I know they have a Thanksgiving, but I didn't remember when it was. And so the second Monday in October is when they do theirs. The Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, all the traffic will be held up, and how much fun is that to watch sometimes? I used to think it was a little long. Did you ever think that the Macy's Day Parade was too long?
No, I enjoyed it. It's not like I ever really just sat and watched it. You kind of have it on in the background while you're doing other things, but it's going to be longer this year. It starts 30 minutes earlier.
Yep, 8:30 tomorrow. So, meanwhile, there'll be games galore if you're a football fan. There'll be lots of it. I can't believe they're already trying to settle themselves in or trying to maneuver into the playoffs. Hello. It's November 22nd. Doesn't the we still have another month and a half in the season before they go into the playoffs? Seems like they just started 5 minutes ago anyway. So, but I don't know. As one of my detractors said yesterday, what did he say, James, about me in sports? Some guy called up and I decided not to put him on the air because he sounded like a jerk.
Oh, God.
What did he say?
He said you were a big mouth and didn't know what you were talking about.
Really?
Something.
Quite a surprise.
Something like that.
Yeah, because I was talking about football. And hello, I'm the first to tell you, I don't know anything about football.
Right.
So maybe, yeah, that's whatever I was talking about. I don't care about football. I don't like it, in fact, because of the consequences of playing it. So
this is what he said. He said
I'm guilty.
He's you're a typical mass hole mouth.
A mass hole. Oh, I must be liberal because I come from Massachusetts, right?
Oh,
he must be from down south.
That's what it means.
There we go. Okay.
Is that another way of saying dang Yankee?
I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Well, just specifically from Massachusetts. You're a mass hole if you come from Massachusetts, according to many people in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. They just think that anybody who comes from the north... and they can't come up with anything more clever than masshole. I don't have things for New York. They can't slide into anything from Connecticut. So that's what they come up with. At any rate.
Well, we don't think you're a masshole.
Thank you very much. I am a Massachusetts. Yeah.
Totally kidding.
Very much. Okay. So anyway, I guess I'm trying to make something out of this. If anyway, the worst teams in football, the best teams in football, I guess the Broncos have gone from being either close to the bottom to one of the best teams. So their games, I think their games galore are what, today, tonight, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night football, everywhere there's football.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have NFL, you have college football, so it does seem like we're in that time of year where there are just a lot of football games.
With the NFL,
you were talking about with the playoffs, it's an 18-week period, 17 games that everyone plays, everyone gets a bye week, and we are already at week 12. There's only six weeks left.
12. All right. Well, that's
good to
know.
Thick of it.
We're in the money, la 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 la. All right, let's move up to Alaska, where there was a huge landslide yesterday. The death toll has reached, I think, 3 or 4 people. More people have not been accounted for yet. This is on a mountain. It's a little fishing community where we can be heard. It's called Rangel, I believe, Rangell. A couple of thousand residents live in this town. They're using dogs and drones to try to find the people who are missing. They're going to have more landslides up there. The whole situation is vulnerable. If you look at this mountain, it looks like a skiing resort, actually, if you've seen pictures of it. But that's not the ski slope. That's where the stuff has slid down the mountain into the ocean, into the bay. This is not far from Juneau, Alaska. And so this is the mountain took down part of the forest because they've had so much rain up there. That's, the slide is like what happens when you're down in California where it's all dry and a lot of rain, bing, bang, boom. Before you know it, you got stuff all over the roads. Well, this went right down into the sea and took some homes with them. And I think they found a little girl in it, and a dog, and sad.
2 adults, and there's still people missing.
Yeah, right. That's that's a shame. Okay, and now as long as we're... now is time for the dark side. 100 handguns were stolen from a store in southwestern Michigan yesterday. Manager held at gunpoint outside his home and forced to reveal how to turn off the alarm. All the guns have been recovered. I think they had one gun they didn't get. But you talk about being this in the middle of the day, pretty brazen. So the ATF folks are on the case. $100,000 worth of guns that have been, I think, weren't they all recovered pretty much, Jay? It looks like they've...
I think they were, but this feels like it was very targeted because they got to the manager outside of his home, not at the store, outside of his home. They figured out where he lived.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I don't know. There's no stopping some of these people if they decide they're going to do it. Then they're going to do it. That's just the way it is. I saw this yesterday. I decided not to talk about it, but you brought it to my attention again today. That Navy plane that overshot the runway and ended up in the ocean off the coast of Hawaii, and why that happened. I'm not interested in the fact that it went in. I think the people are okay, right? The couple of people that were in the plane, I think they're all right.
Yes. Thankfully, everybody survived. Yeah. Everybody was okay.
Yeah, it was a P-8A, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. You wonder, as these things happen, there'll be investigations, of course, and, you know, why did it happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But remember, this is kind of like pilot training when you're on the deck. If you want to go into a memory mode for a moment, think about the deck of the carrier when Tom Cruise was taking off, or some of the other guys who were training, right, in Top Gun, mm-hmm. and you see what they go through. Or there's even, I remember a scene from the Hunt for Red October, where they had actually had a scene from a carrier where a guy missed the deck. Now, he was okay, but the plane crashed, and then you get around to, they usually, most of the pilots eject fast enough and they get out and they survive. But then there's this $8 million plane, and that's a small little one. Planes that are worth tens of millions of dollars. They're training on them because they don't really know how to fly. And, you got simulators. One would wonder why they didn't put them in a simulator instead of putting them, I suppose, they want to train them for combat. But hello.
Yeah, well, but isn't that the next step?
Well, we wait a little until they actually know how to fly. I may be being a asshole again because I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Can I get you a shirt that says that?
I have one. My son has one, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. He's a great asshole. He isn't really, but he talks about some of the people who are here. Because if he had his choice, he'd be back here living in Massachusetts. He just loves the East Coast. But his wife is a Californian, and hard to get away from your family when you're there. So I'm sure he'll stay there. But it's one of those things. He wears that as a badge of pride, I think, sometimes. And then refers to some of the people in Massachusetts that deserve it, much as anything else. Here's a family on a trip going to a rental cabin for Thanksgiving. They booked a getaway at a lodge, and they're all in the hospital today. Husband and wife, their family had booked to stay at this lodge in Utah, celebrate Thanksgiving week. They told the outlet, the news outlet, she and her sister began feeling weak. There's a gas leak in mm-hmm. the cabin. They're lucky they weren't
jailed. Carbon monoxide detectors with you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 48 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are.
What's for dinner?
Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Z100.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 53 after the hour now, day before Thanksgiving on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirsten. November the 22nd, first day of Sagittarius, which is a fire sign. Those of you who are Sagges, it'll be a hot time in the old time in the old town tonight. Also, it's National Farm Day, and this is National Farm City Week. If you look at the history of U.S. agriculture, the period from the first time the English settlers came to what is our country today, colonial America, agriculture was the main source of livelihood for pretty much all of the population, and most of the cities were points of delivery. That's why the cities, do you know that? Cities were founded where they were as a point of distribution and delivery, and that included the cities on the coast, because they could put the things that they grew onto ships and move them around.
Along waterways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So today during Food, Farm, and Family and during Thanksgiving weekend, certainly we give thanks for the farmers, even though they've been disrespected by what they get paid for. I've gone through that. I'm not going to go through it again. I've gone through it a half a dozen times here. What a disgusting reality it is, how much farmers get for growing, raising the food that you put on your table over the weekend. It's outrageous. Damnable. It's a partnership in essence between the rural part of our country and the urban part of our country. And certainly that has been over the years beneficial to all Americans. So thus the Farm City Week, the connection between local. And we have on the American Family Farmer this week a fellow who's a farmer that
runs an organization that has 250 or so different locations that's raising food in rather interesting, strange places like the top of Fenway Park. And, you know, what's different and how he's training these, most of them are youngsters, most of them are women, as a matter of fact. So you can hear that interview this week on the American Family Farmer program, heard over the weekend on most of the same stations that carry this program. You can get more info at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. But hats off to the farmers. I'll talk about that a little bit more on the farm show next week. Here's our daily recall. Ground beef shipped all over the Northeast. I noticed that we have a problem here in my hometown with some of it. Some of it has been discovered. Thousands and thousands of pounds of raw ground beef that's probably contaminated with some kind of a foreign object. So they say the beef was shipped to institutions in the Northeast. And so I guess what I would suggest is if you went into any place, because most of the beef comes from the same source, so bring it back. You got chopped ground beef, bring it back to the store and get your money back. I would say that's the safest way because you'll not be able to figure out which one is which. Some of it's frozen, some of it's not. Some of it says Skyline Provisions on it, some of it doesn't. Depends on the store that it was sold in. But there was a consumer complaint. This person found some kind of foreign object, whatever that means, in the beef. So they took that whole batch of beef. But anyway, as I'm saying to you, take any hamburger you bought in the Northeast in the last couple, 3 or 4 days, bring it back to the store. Don't eat it. Don't cook it. Don't do anything with it. Bring it back to be safe and sure. Speaking of safe, William Shatner started us down this track by deep frying a turkey. Remember when he did that about 10, 12 years ago? Big demonstration, took a turkey and dumped it into a big fat broiler. And so since then, people have been trying to deep fry a turkey. The reason that he did it was to show people how to do it the right way, because many times when you cook in a deep fryer something this big, it'll cause a house fire.
Oh, a lot of times people don't get the temperatures right. The oil in the fryer is way too hot. The turkey is still frozen. I mean, that's just going to lead to a lot of things. And a lot of people also will keep the deep fryer in the garage or way too close to the side of the house. And it's, there's so many things that can go wrong.
Yep, right.
It's delicious when done properly and safely, but it can be very dangerous.
Well, that was the whole thing of him doing that, using the proper tools, wearing safety goggles, mitts, and that kind of stuff. But the grease fryers are nothing to mess with. They are bad news. So there's a word to the wise. Krispy Kreme celebrating its 20th anniversary. The elf who stole Christmas is turning 20 at Krispy Kreme. So I guess this Friday after Thanksgiving, you can order the donut, the elf donut.
Buddy the Elf. I can't believe it. Movie was out 20 years ago.
Yeah. All right.
Will Ferrell. That one was so much fun.
Buddy Snow Globe Donut. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. Nothing better. But they're all sugar and, that's why it tastes so good. That's why it's so bad. They're so bad that they're good. So on Friday, go check out your local Krispy Kreme. The Elf Donut's around for the year. That's it for the Food, Farm, and Family Report. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.